Governor celebrates opening of 460 megawatts power plant in Central Texas. Texas border business. Fairfield, Governor Greg Abbott celebrated the opening of the Constellation Pin Oak Peaking Power Plant, the first Texas Energy Fund-backed project to come online that will deliver more reliable, affordable power to the state's grid. Texas is by far the largest electrical power generator in America, said Governor Abbott. Today, we expand on that leadership by opening a new peaking power plant that adds 460 megawatts of electricity to our grid. This project ensures that the power grid is going to have extra power during times of peak demand. We thank Constellation Energy for investing in our state and for powering our future. When we joined Governor Abbott in December 2023 to announce this project, we made a commitment to help bring new, reliable power to the Texas grid, and today, we delivered on that commitment, said President and CEO of Calpine and Senior Executive Vice President of Constellation Power Operations Andrew Novotny. We're proud to be part of strengthening grid reliability in Texas while helping meet the state's growing energy needs. During his remarks, Governor Abbott noted that the Pin Oak Power Plant is the first Texas Energy Fund project to come online, adding 460 megawatts of dispatchable power that will serve thousands of homes during periods of peak demand. The governor also highlighted the work done by the state of Texas to reinforce the grid, including adding more than 61,000 megawatts of new power over the past 5 years. The Constellation Pin Oak Peaking Power Plant is designed to quickly supply electricity when demand is at its highest, delivering reliable power for Texas homes and businesses when they need it most. The governor was joined by Representative Angelia Orr, City of Fairfield Mayor Bobby Nichols, Public Utility Commission of Texas Chairman Thomas Gleason, Calpine President and CEO and Constellation Senior Executive Vice President Andrew Novotny, and Constellation Senior Executive Vice President and Chief External Affairs and Growth Officer David Dardis.